السلام الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
عبد الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، أبوك إس الداء والدواء، أو الجواب الكافي لما سأل عن الدواء الشافي، باي الإمام أبو عبد الله محمد ابن أبي بكر ابن أيوب، well known as ابن قيم الجوزية رحمه الله. One of the people came to ask the Imam about ما تقول السادة العلماء أئمة الدين رضي الله عنهم في رجل ابتلي ببلية وعلم أنها إن استمرت به أفسدت عليه دنياه وآخرته. The man asked him about what the leading scholars of the Ummah have said regarding a man who got into a trial, who got into the abyss of a grievous sin. He got into a difficult situation. وَعَلِمَ أَنَّهَا إِنِ اسْتَمَرَّتْ بِهِ أَفْسَدَتْ عَلَيْهِ دُنْيَاهُ وَآخِرَتَهُ. And this man was cock sure that this trouble, this trial, this problem that he got into, in istamarrat bihi, if it continued with him, afsadat alayhi dunyahu wa akhiratahu, it would destroy his dunya and akhirah. Wa qad ijtahada fi daf'iha, the man had tried to put this away, an nafsihi, away from himself, bi kulli tariqin, in or through every means and path that he could follow. فَمَا تَزْدَادُ إِلَّا تَوَكُّدًا وَشِدَّةً. That evil, that sin, that trouble, that trial, that sickness, مَا تَزْدَادُ, it only increased, it continued to increase in tawakkud and shidda. It continued to increase in its flames and in its intensity. فَمَا الْحِيلَةُ فِي دَفْعِهَا. Ya Shaykh, مَا الْحِيلَةُ فِي دَفْعِهَا, what is the way to put this away? وَمَا الطَّرِيقُ إِلَىٰ كَشْفِهَا, what is the path, what are the steps for me to follow? إِلَىٰ كَشْفِهَا, to remove these things from myself. This man asked this question and began to make dua for the Sheikh. He said at the end of it, Aftuna Majuri, please give us this religious guidance. May Allah reward you with goodness. Rahimakumullahu wa radiya ankum. May Allah be pleased with you. Rahimakumullah. May Allah show His mercy and compassion upon you. Wa radiya ankum. May He be pleased with you. وَخَتَمَ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ. May Allah grant us and you endings of goodness. The Imam answered, Rahimahullah, and started with three hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first hadith is the hadith of Abu Huraira, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that ما أنزل الله داء إلا أنزل الله شفاء. الله سبحانه وتعالى ما أنزل داءً. He has not sent down any illness, any ailment, إلا أنزل له شفاءً, except that he has sent down for that ailment, except that he has sent down for that disease, except that he has sent down for that trouble, shifa'an, a means of cure. So for every ailment, for every disease, there is the cure for it. Allah created that disease. Wa anzala lahu shifa'an. He has also created and sent down to us a cure for that disease. The second hadith is the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٌ. لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٌ. Every illness, every ailment, every trial, every condition that you have of discomfort and inconvenience, that's a disease, it has its own cure. For every ailment, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٌ, there is a cure. فَإِذَا أُصِيبَ دَوَاءُ الدَّاء, when the cure for that ailment becomes achieved, there is an ailment, it has a cure, whether you know that cure or not, as we shall read in the third hadith. But فَإِذَا أُصِيبَ دَوَاءُ الدَّاء, when the cure for that adda, for that ailment, that particular ailment disturbing, that inconvenience, that trouble, when its cure becomes achieved, baraka bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal, the ailment goes away, the sickness goes away, it becomes cured by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the third hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah lam yunzil da'an illa anzala lahu shifa'an. Allah has not created any ailment. Wallahu khaliqu kulli shay. And everything has been created by Allah. Every ailment has been created by Allah. Everything has been created by Allah. So inna Allah lam yunzil da'an illa anzala lahu shifa'an. Allah has not created, there is not any ailment that Allah has sent down to creation. Illa anzala lahu shifa'an, except that he has sent down for it a means of cure for that ailment. What remains is that alimahu man alimahu, those who know it would know it. So in the hospital, sometimes the register or the registrar or the younger doctors, the general practitioner, will give a diagnosis, and after supervision by the consultant, the younger doctor would say, I don't know how to handle it. The consultant will say, this is the way to handle it. And it will be the correct way to handle that ailment. So it's about alimahu man alimahu wa jahilahu man jahilahu. Alimahu man alimahu. That cure for that ailment that Allah has sent down. Alimahu man alimahu. Those who know it, know it. Wajahilahu man jahilahu. And the one who does not know, does not know. So sometimes you find a consultant, he makes a diagnosis. When he returns to the team of other consultants, they fault the diagnosis. Because of course, once the diagnosis becomes wrong, the cure that consultant will provide will be wrong. But when he returns to the team of consultants working, after explaining all that he has seen clinically and the tests have shown, they begin to give a different advice. And the advice they give becomes, like the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, فَإِذَا أُصِيبَ دَوَاءُ الدَّاء, when the cure becomes achieved. So the rest of the teams of the consultants begin to say, no, what you have said is wrong. This is the way to handle it. This is the way to handle it. And they begin to all give contributions until usiba dawa udda, until they all in that meeting, different from the suggestions of the first consultant, they now attain the cure for that ailment. The Prophet said in that first hadith we read, alayhi salatu wasalam, bara'a biznillah, the ailment goes away and becomes cured by the permission of Allah. But what has happened between those consultants that we have given in an illustration is the matter of alimahu man alimahu. Those who may know the cure for that ailment, they know the cure. Wajahilahu man jahilahu. And those who are ignorant, they are ignorant. So you either know it or you don't know it. Sometimes you think you know it. You give the cure and the ailment becomes worse. It is part of jahilahu man jahilahu. He does not know it, but he thinks that he knows it. But when it becomes clear that that is not the cure for that ailment, then it becomes clear to the rest of us that qad kana jahilahu, qad kana jahilan li ad-dawa. He was actually ignorant regarding that ailment. Wafi lafzin, in another wording of this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, inna Allah lam yada'an illa wadu'a lahu shifa'an aw dawa'an. Allah has not placed any da', any illness, illa wadu'a lahu shifa'an aw dawa'an, except that he has also placed for it, he has also created for it shifa'an, a means of cure, or dawa'an, a cure. Illa da'an wahidan, except just one ailment. They quickly asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, what ailment is that that has no cure? He said alayhi salatu wasalam, al-haram. Al-haram is old age. That's why you find old people. Today it's headache, tomorrow is stomach, next tomorrow high blood pressure, and the following day, when they are really old, because they are predisposed to ailments. The body immunity is weak, the limbs are weak, so it seems as if it's a disease that has no cure. Because by nature, by intrinsic, by the way Allah has created them, that is what their circumstances, that is what it takes. All of these that we have read to us was what Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim started his response with. Like the scholars say, taqwiyatan li nafsil marid wa tabib. All that Ibn al-Qayyim has said is taqwiyatan li nafsil marid. It will give strength, yarhamukallah. It will strengthen the mind of the sick, and it will give hope to the doctor. If you are a doctor, keep it in mind. And if you are a sick person, oh brother, oh sister, of any circumstance, of any ailment, know it. Ma anzala Allahu da'an illa anzala lahu illa qad illa anzala lahu shifa'an. There is no ailment that lam yunzil, that Allah has not sent down any da'an illa anzala lahu shifa'an. Allah has not sent down any ailment except that it has sent down along with it its cure. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith that we just read, Ibn al-Qayyim said, قَالَ التِّرْمِذِيُّ هَذَا حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. This hadith we read is حَسَنٌ صَحِيح. And then he said, Rahimahullah, وَهَذَا. All of these that we have said, that there is no disease except that Allah has created its cure, whether anyone knows that cure or not. Alimahu man alimahu. Those who know the cure, they know the cure. Wajahilahu man jahilahu. Those who are ignorant of the cure, of course they are ignorant of the cure, but the cure is there. Whether a person knows it or whether he is ignorant about it, it has a cure. Ibn al-Qayyim said, Rahimahullah, وَهَذَا يَعُمُّ أَدْوَاءَ الْقَلْبِ. What we have said, يَعُمُّ أَدْوَاءَ الْقَلْبِ. It covers the diseases of the heart. Rahimahullah, he said, هَذَا. This conclusion that we have reached, that every disease, every ailment, every condition, every inconvenience, every discomfort, lahu shifa'ahu, aw lahu shifa'uhu, it has its own cure that Allah has sent down, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This fact, this point, the reason why it is a medical fact is that it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a revelation to the Prophet, and the prophets would speak only from revelation. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. What we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, is that there is not a sin, there is not a disease, there is not a trouble, there is not an ailment, إِلَّا أنزل الله له شفاء, except that Allah has sent down the cure for it. He said, هذا يعم أدواء القلب. What I am saying now, and this hadith of the prophets that we have read, يعم أدواء القلب, it covers those diseases of the قلب والروح. It covers the diseases of the روح, of the soul, wal badan. It also covers the diseases of the body. Ikhwa, these are the three places where diseases affect on us. The disease is either qalbiyun aw ruhiyun aw badaniyun. The disease is either connected to the qalb, like the disease of ashakku. Shakku is the individual, may Allah protect us all, the individual is always in doubt about his affairs. He is in doubt. He knows 50% of it. He does not know 50% of it. So he goes forth and backwards. This is ashakku. Another disease of the heart is a rape. The individual is ever confused. Is always ever confused. Another disease of the mind is al-hasad. When he finds goodness with someone, he is displeased. When she finds goodness with a person, she is not pleased. She wants that goodness to be taken away from that person. This disease is called al-hasad. It is maradun qalbiyun. It's a disease that's connected to the heart. There is another disease, al-ajz. Al-ajz, the individual has ajz. When he becomes unable, he or she is hardly able to do something. Always being unable to do something. She knows, he knows that this thing will bring benefit to me, but he finds himself or herself not being able to do it. Something close to that is al-kasal. In al-kasal, the kaslan has the ability, but he just becomes not doing it. In ajiz, he's unable. He's hardly able to do anything. All these are diseases of the heart. There is also al-ishq. Let me, for the purposes of convenience, translate al-ishq to be infatuation. The man becomes infatuated to a woman, or the woman becomes infatuated to a man. It's a disease unlawfully. The woman is not his wife. He becomes infatuated to her, or she becomes infatuated to him. He becomes unable to sleep unless he talks to her, unless he calls her, unless he chats her, and vice versa. This is usually referred to as al-ishq. It is from the diseases of the heart. The point we are making here is that it has a cure. Alimahu man alimahu. These diseases have a cure. They have a cure. Bismillah. But I like to draw our attention to another disease the Prophet mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that disease is qalbiyun also. That is ran. Allah mentioned it in Mutaffifin. Kalla bal ran ala kulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Those people, Allah had referred to them as mu'tadin athim. Mu'tadin athim, the mu'tad in that verse is the one who goes beyond limits. When Allah sets the limits, he violates the limits. He is athim. Look at that siga, fa'il, very grievously sinful. Idha tutla alayhi ayatuna qala asatirul awwalin. When our signs, the Quran, is read to them, when the signs in creation are called onto their attention, look at this that Allah has created. So if Allah created this, definitely is the one alone that deserves worship. Qalu asatirul awwalin. They say this is old story. The reason why this man is like this, Allah told us, kalla, it is not old story. This is revelation from Allah. The problem with him is that rana ala kulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. His heart is already dead. The ran, he has dead hearts. That's why he said when he listens to the Quran, asatirul awwalin, old stories. Things of the old that used to be said in the past. The reason he says that regarding the Quran is that those he's seen, don't forget, he is athim. He is mu'tad. So the sins have robbed, captured his mind. Al-Imam Hassan al-Basri, he referred to this condition. He says, Ar-ran is al-zambu al-zambi hatta ya'mal qalb. Al-zambu al-zamb, sin upon sin. He is mu'tadin, he is asim. Mu'tad, he goes beyond limits, violator of Allah's limits. Asim, very grievously sinful. So these kind of individuals, they have something in their heart. That disease is called what? Ran. It's a disease that covers of the heart. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna al-abda idha aznaba zamban kanat nuktatun sawda'u fi qalbihi. When a person commits a sin, this is how a ran comes on the heart. Inna al-abda idha aznaba zamban. When a person commits a sin, kanat nuktatun sawda, that sin becomes a black spot on his heart. Fi qalbihi. Fa in taba minha. That is the cure for Ar-Ran. That black dot. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, فَإِن تَابَ مِنْهَا, if he makes tawbah from that sin, he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, سُكِلَ قَلْبُهُ, his heart become pure and clean again. وَإِن زَادَ, but if he continues to increase in this sin, Zadat, yani zadatin nukta, that black spot continues to expand. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فهو الران الذي قال الله كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. إخوة, take care of this sin, الران. الران comes when the individual continues الذنب على الذنب. He continues to commit one sin, then the other. There's a black dot that comes to your mind when you start. That black dot is maradun qalbiyun. It's a disease of the heart. But like we have said, inna allaha lam yunzil da'an illa anzala lahu shifa'an. This illness itself, this ran itself, it has a cure. This ran itself, it has a cure. And the cure for a ran is what? At tawbah. Because when you make the tawbah, sukil al qalb, the heart becomes purified. Allah will clean off that ran from the heart. The point here is that these are diseases of the heart. Because Ibn al-Qayyim said, Hada ya'ummu adwa al-qalb, that every sin has a cure, means that even the sins of the heart, they have what? Cures. One sin of the heart is what? Ar-ran. And its cure is what? At-tawbah. I hope that it is clear. He said, Waruh. These ahadith about diseases and cure. The disease can be ruhiyun, a disease that is connected to your soul. The scholars have mentioned four of them. The scholars have mentioned, if you take a run to the hospital, any THC, they cannot cure it. Don't forget, diseases and cure is about what? Alimahu man alimahu wa jahilahu man jahilahu. If you take a run to the hospital, the doctors cannot cure it. It is a run that made that man to kill somebody, and he was asked about it. He said, I don't care, I don't have any regrets, because he already has a run on his soul. It is run, the negative impact of sin on the soul, on the qalb, on the heart. It is called what? A run. Now, as for a ruh, the scholars say, Al-amrad al-ruhiyya, they are four. The diseases connected to our ruh, they are four of them. The first one is al-masu. When a jinn afflicts a person, it is maradun ruhiyun. This one does not have a cure in a teaching hospital. Don't forget, diseases and cure are about what? Alimahu man alimahu wa jahilahu manjahilahu. Al-masu, when a jinn afflicts someone, it is maradun ruhiyun. The second disease of the ruh is al-ayn. Someone becomes afflicted with the ayn. The ayn becomes a means of afflicting another individual, but it is his ruh that affliction goes to. It is the ruh of the afflicted that affliction goes to affect the individual in his ruh or in her ruh. So an individual, you see someone who has ayn, like a sister we knew, this case was also reported to me, and I spoke to the husband of the sister who had that ayn. How did we know she was the one who had the ayn? When the afflicted had her baths, in the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that such illnesses be cured, he said they should wash the tips of their clothes and make wudu, collect the water and pour it on the person suffering from the affliction of the ayn. The person will stand up, bismillah. So you see the disease, you see the cure. That woman in the case that I just said, when she did this, the sister who had that trouble stood up from that illness. Her tummy was just getting swollen up. She was a roommate to another sister, to the sister who was afflicted. That one who was afflicted used to show them by way of a display. She used to show them her flat, beautiful tummy as students in the university. So the eye of the other one afflicted it. So the one who was afflicted, this is the point, that marad is maradun ruhiyun. It's a marad that has to do with the ruh of the individual. So the second marad of the ruh is what? Al-ayn. The third one is as-sihr. Ya Allah protect us. The third one is as-sihr. When the person becomes afflicted with sihr, sihr afflicts the soul. You can only see the manifestations on the body. It is theirs. You can see the manifestations on the body, but what actually happens is that the affliction goes to the ruh of the afflicted. The fourth one is al-hasad. When the hasid shoots that arrow, it comes from his qalb, but it goes to the ruh of the mahsud, of the person suffering from the affliction, from the hasid. This is the one we ask for protection from Allah. In Surah Al-Falaq, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا. This shar itself, it goes to the soul of the mahsud, of the person against whom hasad, the arrows of hasad was shot. We have been given examples of al-amrad al-qalbiyya, diseases of the heart. We have given examples of diseases of the ruh. These ruh, these diseases connected to the ruh, they are four in number. It is either masul jinn, a jinn afflicts the individual, or that the ayn, he's suffering from the ayn, or he's suffering from as-sihr, or he's suffering from the hasad of the hasid. So in all of these, Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, ya'ummu adwa al-qalbi wa-ruh, that every ailment has a cure from Allah. All of these, no matter that illness, whether that illness is maradun qalbiyun or maradun ruhiyun or maradun badaniyun. As for the amradul badaniya, the sicknesses connected to the body, we know those ones, like your headache, like your malaria, like your COVID-19, like cancer, like diabetes. All these are amradu al-badaniya. They are connected to the body. In all of these, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna allaha lam yunzil da'an illa anzala lahu shifa'an. All these, Allah has not sent down each and every one of these diseases except that he has sent down their cure together with them. So this includes whether that disease is qalbiyun, a disease that has to do with the qalb, or ruhiyun, a disease that has to do with the ruh, or badaniyun, or a disease that has to do with the body. Wa adwiyataha, and their cures, they have all been sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Imam wants to give us a clear-cut example of that from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding a disease that is qalbiyun. He said, for example, وَقَدْ جَعَلَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam al-jahla da'an. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned al-jahl as da'. He has mentioned ignorance. So take it from the diseases of the heart is what? Al-jahlu. From amradu, al-amradu al-qalbiyya is what? Al-jahl. Because ash-shakku itself is an ignorance connected to al-jahl. It is when a person has al-ilm, knowledge regarding something, and then he also has ignorance regarding that thing. So he begins to think that maybe it was what he knew, maybe it was the one he didn't know. In between these two, for example, one single thing, A, he has 50% knowledge of it. He has 50% ignorance about it. This is the shak. This is the person in shak. One thing, A, this individual has 50% knowledge of A, 50% ignorance about what? A. He is in shock. The one who is in a rape, he doesn't even know what he knows or what he does not know about it. This is the warning words are ripe. Both of them are issues connected to knowledge. They are diseases connected to what? Knowledge. They are diseases connected to the absence of knowledge. So he said, Rahimahullah, back in our book, Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, Rahimahullah, he said, وَقَدْ جَعَلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْجَهْلَ دَاءً. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned al-jahl, ignorance, as a disease. So ikhwa, know it. When a person becomes ignorant about the matter, we shall come back to it clearly, he is suffering from a disease. The extent of his disease is the extent of his ignorance. Know it. Al-jahlu, being ignorant of the matters of the religion, is a disease. And the extent of your ignorance regarding the deen is the extent of that disease that you have. Now we have said, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٌ. What is the cure for that disease of ignorance? The cure for it is what? Al-ilm. We shall see it. The Prophet said, the Imam said, رَحِمَهُ وَقَدْ جَعَلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ الْجَهْلَ دَاءً. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned al-jahl, ignorance, as a disease. وَجَعَلَ دَوَاءَهُ سُؤَالَ الْعُلَمَ. And he mentioned the cure for that disease as what? سُؤَالَ الْعُلَمَ, asking the scholars. The cure for the disease of al-jahl is what? سُؤَالُ الْعُلَمَ. Su'alul ulama. Let me make one point here and proceed. He said su'alul ulama. He did not say su'alu artificial intelligence. Al-dhaka'u al-istina'i. The Prophet did not say that. Ulama, ulama, ulama. Many of the elites these days, when they have a query, when they have a worry, when they have a jahal, disease, regarding a matter of the religion, instead of asking a learned person, individual, they type it to ask artificial intelligence. It is a mistake. You are not finding a cure for your disease. When you have diabetes, do you ask artificial intelligence? Is that the one who diagnoses you in the hospital? For the sake of Allah, let us correct this. Even if that would work regarding al-amradul badaniya, it would not work regarding al-amradu al-qalbiyya wal-ruhiyya. So let us pay attention to it. Ask the ulama. The ulama are human beings. They have kulub. They are human beings. They have souls. They have arwah. Yes, Allah said that in the Quran regarding the scholars and regarding the Quran. He said this Quran, بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي سُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. So, الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ, they have sudur. So, artificial intelligence does not have a sadr. Because it does not have a sadr, it cannot be called an alim. Artificial intelligence cannot be called an alim as far as this deen is concerned. So, al-jahl is a disease. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَجَعَلَ دَوَاءَهُ سُؤَالَ الْعُلَمَ. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made the cure for the disease of ignorance as what? سُؤَالُ الْعُلَمَ, asking the scholars. The evidence that al-jahl, ignorance, is a disease, and that the cure is سُؤَالُ الْعُلَمَ, is this hadith we will read now. He said, Rahimahullah, فَرَوَى أَبُو دَاوُدَ فِي سُنَنِهِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ جَابِرِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ قَالَ. Al-Imam Abu Dawood has reported in his Sunan from the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, who said, خَرَجْنَا فِي سَفَرٍ فَأَصَابَ رَجُلًا مِنَّا حَجَرٌ فَشَجَّهُ فِي رَأْسِهِ. He said, خَرَجْنَا فِي سَفَرٍ, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma. He said, we went out on a journey, of course, with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, without the Prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent them on an errand. He said, kharajna fi safarin, we went on a journey, فأصاب رجلا منا حجر, and one of us got injured with a stone. A stone reached one of us. فَشَجَّهُ فِي رَأَسِهِ, and that stone wounded him on his head. ثُمَّ احْتَلَمَ, then he slept, and then he had a wet dream. فَسَأَلَ أَصْحَابَهُ فَقَالَ, he then asked those who were with him. We were on a journey. The Prophet sent us on an errand, alayhi salatu wassalam, and a stone reached one of us. That stone, شَجَّهُ فِي رَأَسِهِ, it injured him on his head. ثُمَّ احْتَلَمَ, subsequently, he had a sleep and he had a wet dream. فَسَأَلَ أَصْحَابَهُ, this man who was already injured on his head, سَأَلَ أَصْحَابَهُ, he asked those who were with him, his companions. فَقَالَ, he said, هَلْ تَجِدُونَ لِي رُخْصَةً فِي التَّيَمُّمِ, would you find tayammum as a means of ease for me? That is, do you think it's appropriate for me to make tayammum considering my situation? He was injured by a stone on his head. He was bleeding from it. Radiallahu anhu. قالوا ما نجد لك رخصة وأنت تقدر على الماء. They say, we have not found any rukhsa for you. We have not found any means of ease for you. وَأَنْتَ تَقْدِرُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ, when water is available. Because one of the instructions regarding at-tayammum is وَلَمْ تَجِدُ مَاءً, you are on a journey, you are sick, you didn't find water, but here there is water. So they said to him, radiallahu anhum, they said that they do not find any rukhsa for him. وَأَنْتَ تَقْدِرُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ, when you are in a condition that you can find water. So this man took those words from his companions, فَغْتَسَلَ, so he went on and had a bath. Don't forget, he had had a serious injury on his head, فَمَاتَ, then he died from having to take a bath on an injured head when he should have made a tayammum. فَلَمَّا قَدِمْنَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُخْبِرَ بِذَلِكَ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari said, when we returned to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, أُخْبِرَ بِذَلِكَ, he was informed about that. فَقَالَ, and the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, قَتَلُوهُ قَتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ, he said alayhi salatu wasalam, قَتَلُوهُ, they had killed the man. They killed the man. How did they kill the man? They killed him with a wrong verdict. They killed him with a wrong advice. They killed the man, meaning that sometimes, may Allah protect us. Sheikh, Ustaz, when you don't know, say you don't know. Because your answer can kill a person. These people were asked about a rukhsa in at-tayammum for the person who had a head injury. They said there is no rukhsa because there is water. They forgot that when there is a darura, it makes the water itself become in the ruling of unavailability. May Allah protect all of us. The Prophet was not happy with them. He said, قَتَلُوهُ قَتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ, they killed the man, may Allah kill them. Yes, the scholars say, زَجْرًا وَتَحْرِيدًا, by way of warning to the rest of us about answering questions you don't know about, and about the necessity to search for knowledge regarding every matter, and about understanding that al-jahalu, ignorance, is a disease. It can kill the ignorant. Just like in this case, this man did not know. He asked and he got a wrong answer. And it can make you become a person who kill other persons. When you give the answer of ignorance, you can become responsible for the death of the person who ordinarily was ignorant. May Allah protect all of us. The Prophet said, Qataluhu qatalahum Allah. They killed him. May Allah kill them. He ascribed the killing to them because the man died as a result of the advice they had given to me, to him. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah sa'alu idh lam ya'lamu. Allah sa'alu idh lam ya'lamu. Shouldn't they have asked when they do not know? Should they not have asked when they do not know? Oh brother, when you don't know, ask. Look for a learned person and ask. When you don't know, ask, oh woman. Look for a learned person and ask. There is also a point of benefit here. The importance of learned people in our community. Communities should deliberately develop and evolve learned people who will guide the community. Communities should deliberately develop and evolve, support, bring about learned people who will guide that community. Upon this deen called Islam, there must always be learned people who are upon true knowledge and guidance, who will provide help of learning and guidance for the rest of the people. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah sa'alu idh lam ya'lamu. Should they not have asked when they do not know? Fa innama shifa'ul 'iyyi as-su'al. This is the point of reference. Because innama shifa'ul 'iyyi, al-'iyyu here, that the Prophet mentioned, alayhi salatu wasalam, the scholars refer to it as 'iyyul qalb. The ignorance, it is ignorance. Fa innama shifa'ul 'iyyi. Because the cure for al-'iyy, the cure for al-jahl, is what as-su'al. He called 'iyyu here, he called al-jahl. He said shifa'ul 'iyyi, the cure for ignorance, is what as-su'al. This is our point of reference, that al-jahlu is what marad. It is da'un. What did they not know? They did not know that if a person becomes injured in such a manner, it is tayammum he will make. So when you become ignorant about when you should make tayammum, understand it that you have a disease with you. When you don't know about salat, you don't know about zakat, you want to perform hajj, you don't know about it, you don't know about tawheed. All of those aspects of the religion that about which you are ignorant, you are deceased regarding them. That ignorance, al-jahl, is a disease. May Allah protect all of us. This will be a call for all of us to wake up and pay bigger attention to learning the religion, because that is the cure for our disease of what? Ignorance. And that disease varies from individual to individual. The more you are ignorant about religion, the more disease you have as far as al-jahl is concerned. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fa innama shifa'ul 'iyyi as-su'al. Shifa'ul 'iyyi as-su'al. He said, the cure for ignorance is what? As-su'al. Then he said, innama kana yakfihi an yatayammama. It was simply sufficient for him, an yatayammama, for the man to make a tayammum, wa ya'asira, and then tie, aw ya'asiba, or wrap. He should make wa ya'asira, aw ya'asiba. He should tie or wrap ala jurhihi khirqatan. He should tie on the injured part a khirqa, a piece of clothes. Summa yamsaha alayha, and then he will wipe over that piece of cloth. Wa yagsila sa'ira jasadihi, and then he will wash the rest part of his body. This part of the hadith is not authentic. From innama kana yakfihi an yatayammama, it was sufficient for him to make tayammum. Wa ya'asira aw ya'asiba, and then he should tie or wrap ala jurhihi, on the place where the injury is, on the head. What should he tie there? Khirqatan, a piece of cloth. Thumma yamsaha alayha. And then he will wipe on top of that wrap, that bandaged part of the head. He should have just wiped on it. Wayaghsila sa'ira jasadihi. And then for the rest part of the body, he will wash the rest part of the body. This part of this hadith is not authentic. The hadith stops at innama shifa'ul 'iyyi as-su'al. The cure for al-jahl, the cure for al-'iyyi is what? As-su'al. So we can come back and ask, if a man is in this kind of a condition, what should he do? What he should do is simply make a tayammum. What he should do when the person has that kind of a serious ailment, a serious limit, is just simply for him to make what? A tayammum. How does he make tayammum? You put your hands, both hands, the palms together on the earth. You dust it off. You wrap, you rub or wipe your palms and your face. That's all. That's tayammum. You put the palms on the ground, dust it off, rub or wipe your palm, not the hand to the elbow. No, these are on reliable reports. Just the palm to the wrist and then your face. That is fatayammamu sa'idan tayyiban famsahu bi wujuhikum wa aydikum minhu. So rub or wipe your palm and your face from your touching of the earth when you make a tayammum. This is what the individual should have done. That hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud, and up to where we mentioned that innama shifa'ul 'iyy as-su'al, that the cure for al-jahl, for 'iyyul qalb, because that can be 'iyyul lisan. 'Iyyul lisan is a person when he has a problem with his tongue, is hardly able to express himself. So they say he has 'iyy. He can't express himself. That kind of 'iyy will be an 'iyy that's connected to al-amradul badaniya. But this 'iyy, 'iyyul qalb, is connected to al-qalb, and that is what al-jahal, ignorance. Here the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, innama shifa'ul 'iyy as-su'al. The cure for al-'iyy, the cure for al-jahal is what? Su'al. Brothers, al-jahal is an ailment. The cure for it is su'al. Jahal is an ailment. The cure for it is what? Su'al. So that's the point here in this hadith, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٌ. In this case, the da'u was what? Al-jahal. And the dawa is with what? As-su'al. The ignorance is the disease. What is the cure? Su'al. What ta'allum? Asking and learning. That is the cure for the disease of ignorance. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, فَأَخْبَرَ أَنَّ الْجَهْلَ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us, he informed us, أَنَّ الْجَهْلَ دَاءٌ. He told us that ignorance is a disease. وَأَنَّ شِفَاءَهُ السُّؤَالِ. And that the shifa, the cure for that disease, is what? السُّؤَال. Asking, finding out, asking, learning, acquiring knowledge. That is the shifa of what? دَاءُ الْجَهَلِ. The ignorance, the disease of ignorance. The cure for it is what? Learning. We say it when we're younger than this, that ignorance is a disease. Ignorance is a disease. Ignorance is a disease. So we know that this is not just a statement. It is something that has come from the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. So when the individual is ignorant about his religion, we know that he has a disease that he is handling. And the cure for that disease is what? Asking, finding out, and learning. Because the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna allaha lam yunzil da'an illa anzala lahu shifa'an. Allah has not sent down any ailment, whether that ailment is qalbiyun whether it has to do with the heart, such as ignorance, such as ashaku, such as al-hasad that we have mentioned, or ruhiyun, whether that ailment is an ailment that has to do with the soul, like al-massu, like al-ayn, like as-sihr, like al-hasad, or wal-badan, whether that ailment has to do with the body, like diabetes, like cancer, like malaria, like headache, like fever, all these diseases, every disease of every part that we have mentioned, anzalallahu shifa'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the cure for it. So he gave us one example, like the disease of al-jahal. What is its cure? Su'alul ulama, asking the people of knowledge. Now, Rahimahullah Ibn al-Qayyim wants to open a completely different chapter. He says, وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ. He wants to give us another example. Here he gave us one example. What is the example? Jahalu is, ignorance is a disease. What is the cure? Su'al. He also wants to tell us about another thing that's a cure for everything, just to prove to us that مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ دَاءً إِلَّا أَنْزَلَ لَهُ شِفَاءً. Allah has not sent down any disease, any ailment, any discomfort, any inconvenience, except that أَنْزَلَ لَهُ شِفَاءً. He has also sent down for that ailment a means of cure. So here he told us that the disease of Jahal, the means of cure for it is what? As-su'al. He wants to tell us about another means of cure that is general for all diseases, for both disease of the qalb or disease of the ruh or diseases of the badan. There is a general cure, and that cure is Al-Quran. Al-Quran is cure for all. Whether that disease is qalbiyun, whether that disease is ruhiyun, whether that disease is badaniyun, Al-Quran is cure for all of them. Whether that disease is a disease of the heart, whether the disease is a disease of the ruh, whether that disease is a disease of the badan, of the body limbs, the Quran is cure for all. That's why the scholars titled that area, they say, Al-Quran kulluhu shifa'un. Al-Quran kulluhu shifa'un. So that is what we will come into now, that the Quran is shifa'un for all the diseases. Don't forget, we are trying to affirm the fact that every disease has a cure. And one of the cures for every disease is what? Al-Quran. Inshallah, that is what we will come into in our next class. We can take one or two questions before the time.
Salatullahi alaykum ya shaykhul.
Ameen wa iyaakum abad al-Rahman.
The first question here is, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh ya shaykhul. Jazakumullah khair.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Regarding the case of the sisters who is repeating a wudu as mentioned in the last class, what is the cure to that, sir? Also, sir, can we conclude based on the nature of the question asked Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah that the questioner himself is a knowledgeable person?
Well, let me start perhaps from the second question. It's possible. You know, in communities, knowledge becomes spread. Some communities are communities of knowledgeable people. I give you an example. If you come to Saudi Arabia now, you want to count the number of people who have studied Islam. Don't even say Saudi Arabia. Go to northern Nigeria. The people like President Buhari, President Babangida, and all of these, they learned basic Islam. They will learn Al-Akhdari. They learn Izziya, they read Quran, they learn Tafsir, basically as a young Hausa man. You can't compare that with our own community, and you can't compare what you have in Yoruba communities with what you have in the Southeast. So you see, community and intellectual awareness, they differ. So what you can call a scholar in a place, if he gets to another place, you may not call him a scholar. Why? That environment is an intellectually vibrant environment. So what Allahu Alam appears to me is that that man has resided in a community where there are a lot of scholars. They've been hearing so many things from left and right. So he lived in a community that's intellectually vibrant. So when he spoke, people may think that he himself is a learned person, but he is not, because he's now asking. In fact, from the beginning of his questions, he made it clear that he was asking the scholar about what the scholars have said. He is not an ignorant person. He has lived in a community where knowledge is spread. The average Hausa man, and this is my experience, I lived in the north for 12 years. When they ask a question, you know, they have some sort of a basic knowledge about the religion, different from when people ask you questions in our own community here. So I think the man has lived in a place where knowledge is spread, where a lot of people are knowledgeable about a lot of things. As for the sister who has the issues of shak or al-waswasatu, regarding wudu, let's not be just simplistic about, you know, these questions. All these issues will be analyzed in this book, Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa. How do you solve those kinds of problems? But the first thing we want to say in that is that this kind of a disease, it has a cure. If you know that the disease has a cure, our studying the book is trying to understand the cure for diseases like this. It's like starting medical school and asking, how do you make surgery? You have come to attend medical school for the entirety of your first seven years. You want to learn how to make surgery. So if you are asking from your first day while learning physics and chemistry, how do I make surgery? You see that the question will be inappropriate and it will sound hasty. But that sister was giving the answers that she required at that time. This matter happened over 10 years ago, and it was I myself that she was asking. So, but I have just cited it here to make us understand that there are different kinds of diseases, and that those diseases require different kinds of approaches. Those approaches may be known and they may not be known, depending on individuals. One individual may not know it. Just like we have mentioned the disease of Al-Masu, gene afflicting someone. I don't know, like I said, which teaching hospital you will diagnose that one. Or the problem of Hasad, or the problem of Ayn. The sister that I mentioned in the problem of the Ayn, she went to the US. They sent her back. They didn't see anything. No machine saw anything. Even the machine was ignorant. Because that is not a disease that machines cure. It was a disease, it was maradun ruhiyun, it was spiritual. Or the sister that I mentioned in, I think, the last class, she was walking on the street, a bird flew into her. Since that time, she has been sick. This kind of an ailment has to do with seher. It is not a disease of take her to the hospital. She was abroad, she was in the Western world, somewhere in the Americas. She was brought home. Artificial intelligence does not know that one. So the reason I gave all these examples, it's not just to say we want to find the solution. No. Studying all of these is finding solutions to those kinds of problems. Not just the problems of the qalb, the qulub, not just the diseases of the arwah, not just the disease of the abdan. All of them put together. We want to study what happened. How is it? So the first thing for us to understand, like Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah started with, is that all of these diseases, they have chaos. That is the first thing is establishing. All these diseases, they have chaos. So how is it? We'll be analyzing, we'll be discussing, we'll be understanding and being intellectual about our approach to these diseases, understanding the diseases and understanding the cures for the diseases. I hope that this is clear, inshallah. And I think that we can stop here. We're already 5 minutes away. I'm so conscious of the time because of the nature of the day that we are studying this book. We'll be gradual about it and would arrive. I tell you, I like us to pick a biro and a pen, write down, because you are studying. You study medicine now. Yes, you study medicine from the aspects of Islam. Medical diagnosis, how do you understand chaos? How do you understand diseases? And how do you know what to do, what not to do, and all of this? So it will not just be like the regular lectures that we listen to. It's going to be technical sometimes. We have to understand, we have to explain, repeat explanations sometimes, so that it should be clear to us, inshallah. I think we can call it a day, Abu Abdul Rahman. I mean, please keep these questions. We can pick a day to respond to these questions, Abu Abdul Rahman. Keep these questions. Subhanakallah, alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah.